Good evening and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower podcast. My name's Richard. I know you know that, but I feel like I always have to say it on every podcast that I do now. Hope you are well and having a great week. It's the 30th of March 2023, of course, the last podcast in March for this month. 2 days' time, it's April. April is always my favourite month. And it's certainly the month that I feel the garden really, really kicks off. I've got to admit, this year I feel so far behind because I'm not using any heat in the form of heated propagators that a lot of our seeds are really far behind. But, you know, April is a month when everything can come alive and start to catch up. So lots and lots of things that we're going to be doing throughout this month. Now, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is I'm going to start off with a question that would be great to get some answer from. Where do you get your compost from? Now, the reason I'm asking this is on a whole, I usually get my compost from a garden centre or somewhere like Wilkinson's, depending on what is the best value at the time. However, every now and then, and it's quite rare that I need to do this, but I did do this for the veggie pod, I need to buy bulk compost in which I go online. This weekend, I'm hoping, if I can find the last few bits of compost, to start an experiment where I am growing potatoes in different types of compost. So I've got my own homemade compost. I've got the cheapest compost I could possibly find. We've got New Horizon, which is green waste compost. We're going to get some wool compost tomorrow, which is basically made from wool. The other one I wanted to try was like a digestate, which I only seem to be able to get online. There is also mushroom compost as well, but I can't touch that through fear of my mushroom allergy. So I might give it a go. I might chance it. It's not a severe allergy, so it'd be interesting to see how that gets on. Now, the idea here is, of course, just to see how well or which potatoes or which compost does the potatoes grow the best in. This variety is going to be Charlotte. We did this experiment last year. This year, I want to see what happens as well with different composts. But what I've been doing is I've been trying to find where I can get these different types of compost from, specifically like the wool and the digestate compost. And my local garden centre doesn't seem to sell any of these two. They tend to just do the green waste compost. And I've been to quite a few garden centres to try and track this down. Now, something like the wool compost, I did find online. I've actually found wool compost in a garden centre now, which I'm going to tomorrow. But I spent ages trying to find somewhere that had some in stock. The place I'm getting it from is actually discontinuing this wool compost. I could have gone online. I could have gone direct to the manufacturers. And they were charging like, how much was it? It worked out like £35 for two 30-litre bags of compost delivered. Yeah, £35. When I could go to my local garden centre and buy a 60-litre bag for £8. This is where I feel some composts are going wrong. That being said, as I said, the wool compost, I did find it in the garden centre after emailing them. They said they're discontinuing selling it. And it's weird because we see this compost in a lot of our shows and places like that where they seem to be selling it quite happily and being in the media when we're trying to approach these companies at these events. They want to work with us. But I always feel if you can't buy it from a garden centre, there's something very, very wrong about it. So, yeah, I come back to this question. Where do you get your compost from? And why? And would you be prepared to pay for postage and packaging for the compost and 35 quid for 60 litres of compost? Let me know. It'll be great. Richard@veggrowerpodcast.co.uk is my email. Now, tomorrow I am spotting in the post April's Seeds. These are a great collection of seeds, it's got to be said. Let's bring up the list and go through what we got. We've got broccoli, Parathonian F1, or Calabrese as it's also known, a really nice broccoli. You get about 10 seeds in these. I've got to admit, wasn't happy with the amount of seeds that we've got for these, but 10 seeds, if they all germinate, you get 10 broccoli plants. That's probably more than enough broccoli to feed you for quite a while. Then we've got pea, a variety called Feltham First. This is an early variety of pea. They will go great in the garden, any allotment. They will produce really well and should do quite well. Then we've got radish, a French breakfast. You know, the amount of radish seeds that we got in each pack will probably last you quite a few months. I like to sow a few seeds every few weeks in order to try and keep the radish supply going. So, yeah, they're going to be great for that. In fact, I'm probably going to sow the radish pretty soon, actually. Next, tomato, a variety called Ace 55 VF. Not sure what a VF stands for, but a nice variety of tomatoes should do quite well. These are just your standard salad tomatoes, so it should do really, really well. Then we've got cucumber, Beth Alf F1, another load of cucumbers. It's that time of year when there's so much choice around of what seeds we can sow that to break it down to these was pretty tricky. And finally, as the herb, we've got borage. So, yeah, quite a few seeds to be sown this month. Of course, I will be sowing them throughout the month and we'll let you know what is going on as we sow them. Now, plans for this weekend and what you could be doing for this weekend. Like I said, we are in April when many of our cool weather crops can start being planted. Our lettuce, our spinach, our peas, and, you know, solo seeds, get those into the ground. Start prepping the beds for summer. In about 6 weeks' time, I would say, a lot of our plants are going to be planted out when the risk of frost has passed. So everything needs to be ready. Get the weeds out, the soil mulched, whatever you're going to be doing, get it ready. And sow green manures as well. There's still time to sow some green manures. Now, my personal plans for this weekend, I've actually had this entire week off work. And I've been sorting out my garage as my main task for this week. My man has gone up north to see her parents and I've been at home with my little dog and we've had a great time, but I've been sorting out my garage. I found so much gardening gear in there that I'm slowly going to be going through into the sheds and sort my sheds out over the coming weeks as well. But I found lots of feeds and fertilizers and I'm going to be starting to feed, especially my plants in pots with and fruit bushes and that, just with a general all-purpose fertilizer to keep those going. Sowing more peas, more radishes, more lettuce, more salads. Going to do a bit of that. I'm setting up a new cold frame, which I've made out of an old bottle fridge. That's something I'm doing at home. Down on the allotment, I'm hoping to get some glass cut tomorrow and get the greenhouse up and running. Then I'm just doing a lot of weeding and getting that ready. And if I can get enough compost, I might also plant out some of our last potatoes. So quite a bit going on, as you can hear. Now, I think that is just about everything I wanted to cover tonight. Hope you've got lots to do this weekend as well, and hope that's given you a few ideas of what you can do yourself. I will be back again on Sunday night. We've got a live show Sunday as well on Facebook and YouTube. What are we doing this week? I'm following this on Monday's podcast as well, but it's all about making your own salad mixes. You know, what seeds you can use for that. It's a great subject. Right, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.